And you know what? Money, I mean, now husband passed away, business is no more there. Now you need the money. So now she's thinking in her mind that, you know what? Nobody knows about this second wife. But I know about the second wife. And Allah knows that I know. So I can't keep this money. That wife has to get her share. But at the same time, I don't want to tell the family, because then the izzat of my husband will be lost. That secret that he kept his whole life, now that secret will be exposed, and what people will think of him. So what she did was, she called one person who she could trust, took him into confidence, swore him to secrecy, and told him that, see, half this money, you take it, there's a note, there's a certain lady staying in the outskirts, gave her address and everything, go and give her. So he took this wealth and he went and gave it to her. And in that note she had written there, consoling that second wife, that like, just as I have lost a husband, you have also lost the husband. And like, at least I got the family around me. You don't even have the family around you, anybody to console you or anything. And nobody, don't worry, like nobody knows about it. I'm not going to tell anybody about it. But this money is rightfully yours. Because you were also his wife. We had to share from this amount. So this money is yours. Please, I have given you exactly half of it. You keep that money. So after 1-2 days, that person came back. That man who she sent with the money, he came back with all that money. And he also brought a note and came. So when she opened that letter, she reads in that letter, this woman is telling her that, I am really touched by what you have done. Nobody knew about me. You could have just kept quiet. You could have kept that entire money for yourselves, for yourself. We know in today's zamana with this inheritance thing, people fight for what is not theirs also. And they know exactly that I'm usurping somebody's share, but they can't be bothered. And here this woman, she had all the opportunity to take all that money, but she still sent it to that woman, and that too kept it all secret. Only because Allah is watching. So look at her taqwa. That my Allah is watching, I can't keep this money. It's not permissible for me. But look at that woman's taqwa now. The second wife's taqwa. So she writes in the letter, you know, whole praising this woman and thanking her and whatever. But in the end she writes there that, Ben, this money is not rightfully mine. Because some time back, he had divorced me. He had divorced me. I have already set my iddat. So I was totally out of his nikah. So I don't have a right to this wirasat. Now that much, that point, even this woman didn't know. The point that he had divorced her and she had already set her iddat, that point even this woman didn't know. But Allah knew. So this is what I'm saying. Forget the two wives story, but take the lesson from these two women. Look at their taqwa. Both of them held a secret that no one knew. But they knew that Allah knows. Allah knows our secrets. Allah knows what is in our heart, what is in our mind. Allah knows everything. And they both acted because Allah knows, Allah is watching. So this is taqwa. And then these two women, they became the best of friends. And they became a sahara for one another. They lost the husband. So they became like, you know, a sahara and a support for one another. So a lot of times people ask, what is taqwa? This is taqwa. Jo tu karta hai, chukke ehle jaha se, koi dekhta hai tujhe aasma se. What you think you are doing quietly, nobody is looking. Chukke ehle jaha se, quietly, you, no insan can see you. Know well, somebody is watching you from above. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. Whether we're sitting alone in our rooms, what we're watching on the screen, what we got on our cell phones, what we're doing on the computers, the whole household is gone to sleep. Innocently we on the computer because we needed to go on to a certain site. You pressed Jamiat. It happened to me. You pressed Jamiat, you Google Jamiat. Whole list of Jamiats come up. But not Jamiat, Jamiatul Ulama. All nonsense. Now all it takes for you is to click one button and you're going to open up a whole host of filth. So it's your choice. You're sitting alone, you know, wife is gone to sleep, children are gone to sleep, everybody is gone to sleep, no one is there. No musallis are there to see what you're doing, no friends are there to see what you're doing, nobody is there. Sheikh is not there, Ustad is not there, nobody is there. All you have to do is just click one button and close the page, or click one button and open the page. One of the two. So at that time, we'll see whether we got taqwa or not, because Allah is watching. So if the person has built up his taqwa, then at that time, immediately his mind will tell him that Allah is watching you. What you worried about the rest of the world? Allah is watching you. There was one person in the khanqah, and the sheikh used to love him. The other murids used to get jealous. Why does sheikh love this murid so much? You don't love us as much as he loves this murid. So the sheikh also, he knows now what's happening. So he, one day, he told them, he said that all of you, I want you all to slaughter one animal, anything, your choice. Slaughter something and bring it for me. So all of them went, they slaughtered something. And this one who the sheikh loved, he came back with one chicken in his hand but not slaughtered. Alive. Because the sheikh told them, you go and slaughter this animal and nobody must see you slaughtering it. That was the condition. You go slaughter it but nobody must see you slaughtering it. So all of them slaughtered, they went, somebody hid here, somebody went behind the mountain, behind the rock. But this person came back and he had one chicken in his hand and it was alive. So the sheikh asked the person, where you slaughtered? He said, no, I went there behind the barn, nobody was there. Where you slaughtered? I went in the valley. Where you slaughtered? I went here, I went there. So he came to this one, he said, these people slaughtered big things, sheep, goat. You got one chicken in your hand, you couldn't find one spot where nobody can see you. He said, Hazrat, I went everywhere. But wherever I went, Allah was watching me. And you said, nobody must see us. Wherever I went, all these places these people spoke, I went to all those places. But Allah was watching me. So I couldn't slaughter. And the sheikh told him, now you see why I got more time for him. Person travels overseas, he's in a foreign country, foreign land. He can do what he wants there. Nobody is there to see who he is. Nobody knows He's a Imam Sahab there in South Africa, he's a Hafiz Sahab there, he's a Musalli Sahab there in South Africa. But Allah knows. So this is what we have to develop in the month of Ramadan Sharif. Conclude on this one example. As it says, iftar time. There's so much of food laid out there. Iftar time. Person, if he's sitting there in the classroom, so the all food, samosa, bhajia, pie, everything laid out. But there's 2 minutes left for sunset, for iftar time. The biggest mufti, the imam of the haram, can come and tell him, okay, bhai, you fasted the whole day now. There's only 2 minutes left, man. What difference does it make? Eat something. You're hungry now, eat something. Will he put anything in his mouth? No. Why? My Allah said, I must only eat at iftar time. When the sun set, then I must eat. 2 minutes before that also he won't eat. Why? My Allah said, I mustn't eat. So that is taqwa. So that is what this month of Ramadan is about. To develop that taqwa. Allah Pa, give it to me, give it to you, and give it to the entire ummah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayhi.